Neat updates headline after criticism for calling anti-Semitism gift to the right. By Wendell Hussebo on May 25, 2021. The New York Times updated a headline after receiving criticism for calling anti-Semitism a gift to the right. The headline, "Attacks on Jews over Israel are a gift to the right," was changed to "The Crisis of Anti-Semitic Violence." The article, which is partly sympathetic to the violence Jews are facing, does not note why the headline was changed. However, before the title was changed, Twitter was awash with woke anger over the opinion. The cancelled title comes as the far left is struggling to quickly denounce violence against Jews. For instead, it took Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, nearly 2 weeks after Israel was rocketed by exploding bombs launched by Palestinian terrorists to tweet she does not tolerate anti-Semitism here in NY or anywhere in the world. It likewise took President Joe Biden the same amount of time for his Twitter account to read, "The recent attacks on the Jewish community are despicable, and they must stop. I condemn this hateful behavior at home and abroad. It's up to all of us to give hate no safe harbor." The title cancellation is just one instance of the Times struggling to stand apart from far-left wokeism. The woke far-left in 2020 successfully booted the Times opinion page editor James Bennett, following the opinion article that called for using the military against civil unrest, as Politico put it. In fact, the opinion piece was written by Senator Tom Cotton, RAK, and had apparently met the Times editorial standards. But that did not stop Nicole Hannah-Jones, who wrote the Times Revisionist 1619 Project, to tweet, "I'll probably get in trouble for this, but to not say something would be immoral. As a black woman, as a journalist, I am deeply ashamed that we ran this." Almost immediately, the Times then reversed itself by spokeswoman Eileen Murphy explaining the column had not met editorial standards. "We've examined the piece and the process leading up to its publication. This review made clear that a rushed editorial process led to the publication of an op-ed that did not meet our standards. As a result, we're planning to examine both short-term and long-term changes, to include expanding our fact-checking operation and reducing the number of op-eds we publish."